Okay, this is the second recording on Replay AV 8.03 using JAWS 8 screen reader on a Windows XP Home Service Pack 2 PC. Sorry for the background noises. We're going to start Replay AV.
Replay AV 9 of 9. Enter. Replay A/V dialog to navigate new tab. Replay A/V dialog. Minimize button to activate. Press space bar.
On this podcast, I'm going to show you how to configure the settings on Replay AV 8.03. Press Alt plus F for the file menu.
Alt F, menu, file menu, settings to move through items, press up or down arrow, S.
You're already on the settings menu, so press the enter key.
Enter, leaving menus, settings dialog, to activate, press space bar, C colon / program files / replay av 8 / recordings / settings dialog, folders page, save output files to this folder colon read only edit, C colon / program files / replay av 8 / recordings / use your reading keys to read the text.
You land here I land in the folders tab page. It may be different in your situation. If it is, do a shift plus tab key.
Shift tab, folders tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
You're on the folders tab page. Then do a right arrow to here the next tab page within this dialog.
Podcasts tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Podcast tab.
Tuning tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Tuning tab.
Connections tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Connections tab.
Sound mixer tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Sound mixer tab. This is the same thing as going to the start settings. Control panel, sounds and audio devices. Right arrow.
Sync tab to switch pages, press control
tab. This is the
tab.
Sync tab, that's S-Y-N-C.
XM hardware tab to switch pages, press control tab.
XM hardware tab.
Other tab to switch other. Pages, press control tab.
This is the other tab, and that's all you have. I'm going to quickly press the left arrow key to go to the first tab, which is the folders tab.
XMR, sync tab, sound, connection, tuning, podcasts, folders tab, to switch pages, press control tab. Folders tab, podcasts tab, tuning tab, connections tab, sound mixer tab, sync tab, XM hardware tab, other tab.
You can also do an insert up arrow when you're on one of the tab pages. I'm on the folders tab page. I'm going to press the tab key one time.
Tab, save output files to this folder, colon, read only edit, C colon / program files / replay av 8 / recordings / use your reading keys to read the text.
This tells Replay AV where all your recordings, they call it output. This is where all your recordings go. And I left mine as the default. It's in C colon / program files, replay.
Save output files to this folder, colon, read only edit, C colon / program files / replay av 8 / recordings /
It's replay av 8 / recordings, okay? But you can change it if you want. You can press the tab key one time.
Tab, browse button to activate, press space bar.
Press the space bar on the browse button, and you can tell Replay AV a different output folder. Press the tab key again. Before I go there, it's a standard, open dialog box.
tab, temporary files folder left paren recommend 2GB available right paren read only edit C colon backslash program files backslash replay av 8 backslash recordings backslash use your reading keys to read the text.
This is the temporary folder. I left it as default. Okay.
Tab, browse button to activate, press space
and if you want to change it, press the browse button and pick the new directory slash folder.
Tab, OK button to activate,
you have
press space bar.
The OK button.
Tab, cancel button to
cancel
activate,
button.
Press space bar. Tab, help button to activate,
help
press
button.
Space bar. Tab, folders tab to switch pages, press control tab. Folders tab podcast.
When we're back around on the folders tab page, I recommend you use the space bar on the OK button, cancel button, and help button. Or if you don't want to make any changes, just press the escape key to exit out of the dialog. Okay. I'm going to show you what the browse button looks like.
Tab, save output files to this folder, colon, read only edit, C colon, backslash, program, files, backslash, replay, av 8, backslash, recordings, backslash, use your reading keys to read the text. Tab, browse button to activate, press space bar.
Press your space bar, JAWS even tells you to, on the browse button.
Space. Browse for folder dialog. Select a folder. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
Press your tab key.
Tab. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar.
You hear cancel.
Tab. Select a folder tree view. Recordings closed. 5 of 6. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
It tells you recordings closed. You can press your left or right arrow keys to make the changes. I'm not going to do anything here.
Tab, folder, colon, edit, recordings, type and text. Tab, make new folder button to activate, press
you can
space
even
bar,
make a new
M.
folder.
Tab, OK button to activate,
I'm gonna press the escape
bar.
Key.
Escape, replay A slash V dialog, settings dialog, folders page, browse button to activate.
And we land back on the browse button. If you want to hear the title of this dialog, press insert plus T as in tango, and you should hear settings.
Title is settings, pages, folders.
It tells you settings, pages, folders. That's a real good feature. I'm going to shift tab.
Shift tab, save output files to this folder called shift tab, folders tab.
We're on the folders tab. Right arrow to the next folders tab page.
Podcasts tab.
You're on the podcast tab. I'm going to go inside by pressing the tab key once.
Tab, set a schedule for checking for new podcasts. Don't automatically check radio button checked. 1 of 2 to change.
Here you have some radio button to choose from. I'm going to do an insert plus T as in tango to hear the title bar.
Title is settings, pages, podcasts.
And this is very good for a blind user. It tells me I'm in the setting dialog and the page is podcasts.
Title is settings, pages, podcasts.
Very good feature. I'm going to shift tab.
Shift tab, podcasts tab. To switch
we're
pages,
on the podcast
tab.
Tab. Everything is accessible here.
Tuning tab. To switch
tuning
pages,
tab.
Control tab.
I'm going to go inside by pressing the tab key.
Tab, start connecting edit 12, type and text.
This tells it to start connecting like 12 seconds before the actual timer for your recordings, I believe.
Tab, audio tuning automatically retune after edit 60, type and text.
Automatically retune after 60.
Tab, audio tuning tune with replay tuner radio button checked, 1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
I recommend you have this. Like this. I'm gonna let you hear it again.
Tune with replay tuner radio button check 1 of 2.
Tune with replay tuner. I strongly recommend this.
Tune with replay tuner radio button check 1 of 2.
And it tells you radio button checked 1 of 2. Use your tab key.
Tab, stream capture timeout, colon edit, 300. Type
you got the stream capture timeout. It only said 300, but you can use your root JAWS to PC cursor.
JAWS, root JAWS to PC seconds, 300 seconds.
And you hear it say 300 seconds. I'm using insert left and right arrow after I did a root JAWS to PC cursor to hear the seconds.
300 seconds. PC cursor.
When you're in PC cursor mode, all you hear is 300.
Stream capture timeout, colon edit, 300, type in text.
Okay. And when it says type in text, you're ready to type in a number. You don't have to go into formed mode.
Tab, retry tuning edit 2, type in text.
Retry tuning 2. If you're not sure what comes after the 2 here, do a root JAWS PC, root JAWS to PC cursor.
JAWS cursor, root JAWS to P times, 2 times.
And that is 2 times. I'm going to go back to PC cursor.
PC cursor.
I'm going to do an insert tab.
Retry tuning edit 2, type in text.
Even though it says only 2, you can do a root JAWS to PC cursor and it said 2 times.
Tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
Basically, you don't have to change anything here. Leave it as is. Except make sure it has the radio button for the replay tuner chosen. It's usually the default.
Tab, cancel tab, help button tab, tuning tab, to switch pages, press control.
Let's
tab.
See what the next tab is.
Connections tab, to switch pages.
You have the connections tab. Almost press the tab key.
Tab, connect via default dial dash up connection checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
Here you can tell it the type of connection you have, dial up, broadband.
Tab, test dial dash up connection button to activate, press space tab, internet connections, use a proxy server, checkbox not checked, tab, OK button, tab, cancel tab, help button.
There you have it.
Press space bar.
I'm going to press the escape key because I don't want to change anything in these dialogues. Tab pages.
Escape, minimize button to activate, press space bar.
And we'll land back on the main UI interface of the program. I'm going to do an Alt plus F.
Alt F, menu, file menu, settings, to move through items, press up or down arrow, S.
I'm going to change this, forget this, I'm going to press the escape key 2 times.
Escape, menu bar, escape, leaving menu bar, minimize button.
I'm going to use the exit button that appears on the UI interface to leave the program. Use your tab key.
Tab, hide button, tab, record button, tab, list of shows, list view, not select tab, exit button to activate,
we're on,
press space bar.
We're on the exit button.
Exit button.
Press the space bar.
Space, replay A slash V dialog, OK to quit, warning colon, no automatic recording will occur when you exit, yes button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus Y.
Press space bar on yes.
Space.
The program has closed.
No window is active. Press window, Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, replay app 8, 9 of 9.
End of podcast.
The arrow keys.
Number 2 on replay AV 8.03.